For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Amen. I want to speak to you tonight and start a series, You Matter. You Matter. You can be seated. In this scripture, David was acknowledging the fact that he understood that God had created him. He understood it. And Psalms 139, verse 13 says, you made all the dedicated inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. See, verse 14 says, wonderfully made. That is awesome. Amen. God took the time and made us, and we are wonderfully made. And when, if you ever just sometimes just think about all the different movements and the parts and all the different things in the body, it is fabulous and how God did all these intricate things. You see, many people applaud and even worship to a degree celebrities. And all you have to do is walk past the magazine sections in the grocery stores to see who it is that matters to in the celebrity world. On February 10th, 2007, Barack Obama, a junior senator from Illinois, announced his candidacy for the presidency of the United States. And I don't mean to imply any disrespect for him, but until February 10th, I had never heard of the man. But he runs for president, and all of a sudden, everybody in the world knows who he is. We know people like celebrities like Clint Eastwood. And I'm calling out the ones I know because I don't know all these younger ones. Okay? Football realm, somebody like Tom Brady. We know Donald Trump, an American businessman, television personality, 45th president of the United States. We know who he is. You see, we know who these people are because of their success, because of their achievements. But we also know some people who, until tragedy struck, who were seemingly insignificant. See, prior to Tuesday morning, September 11, 2001, life was normal in New York City. Thousands of people went in and out of the World Trade Center buildings. Without thought, without concern, they just went in and out every day like normal. You see, neither you or I or the rest of the world paid much attention to these people. Paid no attention. That is until the fourth passenger airliner hijacked by Al-Qaeda terrorists. Two of the planes, American Airlines Flight 11, United Airlines Flight 175, were crashed into the north and south towers of the World Trade Center. And within an hour, roughly 42 minutes, both 110-story towers collapsed. In total, folks, the attacks on 9/11 claimed the lives of around 3,000 people, including the hijackers. It was the deadliest incident for firefighters and law enforcement officers in the history of the United States, with 342 killed. Until this day, I'd never heard of the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden. You see, they didn't matter to me. Neither did they matter to most of the world. The world's eyes were not on the lower Manhattan in New York City prior to 9/11. Nor were we concerned about the 3,000 people who would die that day. But in an instant, the world stopped what it was doing, and it marveled at the destruction and the loss of life that was happening before our eyes. All of a sudden, thousands of lost and trapped lives became a focus of the world's attention. You see, the world didn't know Janelle Guzman prior to 9/11. I'd never heard of her, but on September 12, 2001, at 12:30 p.m., rescuers searching the North Tower wreckage for survivors, found Janelle. She would be the last of 18 people pulled from the rubble alive. See, today, folks, the names of every single person who died in that terrorist attack of the World Trade Center, they are inscribed in bronze around the two twin memorial pools in New York City. Their names are engraved to be a constant reminder to us all that they were significant and that their life mattered and that they would be remembered. You see, these innocent, seemingly insignificant people who were simply going about their lives were each and every one identified by the local authorities. And they are recognized by media reporters around the world within hours or days. And one moment of these people seemed insignificant. They were unimportant, inconsequential, almost invisible. Just a few of the 7.3 billion people living on Earth. But in an instant, both the terrorist and these innocent victims seem to matter to the rest of the world. You see, we all know these people now. Why? Because some exponential event took place in their lives. Because for one reason or another, the world stopped for a second to notice them. But see, folks, we need to understand today that people that you and I bumped into every day, people that we just pass by, people that we pay attention to, and the people that we choose to ignore, I want you to understand something today. They all matter to God. They all matter to God. Every single person living on this planet matters to God. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 29 and 31, what is the price of two sparrows, one copper coin? But not a single sparrow can fall to the ground without your Father knowing it. And the very hairs on your head are numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows. Not every sparrow, not only is every sparrow important to God, but also every single hair on a single person on the earth matters to God. Folks, it was not the nails in his hands and his feet that held Jesus to the cross. It was his love for you and I that held him to the cross. There is an attitude that Jesus had. It is an attitude, it is a mindset that not every Christian in the world completely understands. And I want you to understand what it is, folks. People matter to God. Amen? The adulteress thrown at the feet of Jesus mattered to him. The little children, the disciples tried to push away, they mattered to him. The widow woman who left the smallest offering at the temple mattered to him. His friend Lazarus, who became sick and died, mattered to him. People matter to Jesus. And folks, you need to know today that you matter to Jesus. You matter to him. Amen. You see, I understand that in this world that we live in, folks, things are pretty confusing at times. I understand that. And we want to dislike or even sometimes maybe even think about hating those who hurt other people. But do you know who most of those terrorists are? You know who most of those gang members of Cleveland and Chicago and New York and Los Angeles and every city and town between, you know who they are? They are children who no one cared about until some religious extremist or some drug pusher decided to take them in and show them some attention. And to make them feel important to the point that that kid would do whatever evil they were shown to do. All because someone made them feel like they matter. I believe, folks, it is invariably important that every child and every person and every young person who walks in the doors of this church, I believe it's imperative that they know first and foremost that they matter. Amen? They matter to me. They should matter to you. And of course, we know they do matter to God. Folks, people matter. You're not just another face in a crowd. You are not just another number on the world's population clock, by which, by the way, we have grown over 13,500 people in an hour or so while we're here. Folks, understand something today. People are not just important to us when tragedy hits, or when someone becomes a movie star or sports star or the next president of this country. But folks, they matter right now. Right now. Exactly where you are. Exactly who you or they are. You and they matter. See, you or their existence is not insignificant. You or they have value. You or their life means something to all of us. You or their soul is inevitably important to us. If you walk into any graveyard, if you walk past the majority, if not all, of the headstones, if you read the people's names that are on those headstones, most likely, no one would recognize them, right? But apparently, folks, they matter. Somebody thought enough to build a fence to go around the graveyard. Somebody thought enough to keep the grass mowed and maybe put flowers around. You see, if a headstone falls over, someone goes and stands it back up. These people who have been gone for years apparently still matter. And I want to suggest something today. If someone is going to build a fence and cut the grass and stand up the headstones of people who have been gone for years in these graveyards, then I believe, folks, someone should build a fence, and someone should cut some grass, and someone should stand up some headstones to, so to speak, of some people who are still living right now today. Hallelujah. All around us, folks, these people that are around us, they should matter to us, amen? And we should do whatever we can to help them feel that they matter. You see, they're all around us who feel like their life just doesn't matter. Do you meet some people like that? Probably a lot of the people that we talk to. In some way or another, they don't think much of themselves. You see, it shouldn't take a tragedy like 9/11 or a tsunami or a flood or whatever it is in this world that we live in to pay attention and to realize how much people really matter. Folks, we want all the people, hear me today, we want all the people who pass through daily, that we see daily, or that we see weekly, or that we see monthly, or yearly, who come through the doors of Church of Pentecost, we want them to know you matter to this church. Amen? You are not just a number. You matter to us. Your family matters to us. Your marriage matters to us. Your children matter to us. And where you are in your life matters to us. Whether you're good or whether you're bad, you matter to us. Whether you're pretty or not so pretty, you matter to us. Whether you're skinny or not so skinny, you matter to us. Whether you are young and you are old, it doesn't matter. You matter to us, folks. If you're single, you're married, you're divorced, or you're widowed, you matter to Church of Pentecost. And never been in jail a day or in life, or you just got out of jail, you matter to us. Amen. Whether you're red, yellow, black, or white, you matter to us here at Church of Pentecost. And whatever your past religion experience is, you matter here. And whatever religion or doctrine you hold to or don't hold to, you matter. Whether you love Jesus or hate Jesus, you matter to us. We love you. We care about you. We're praying for you. We're concerned about you. You matter, amen, to us as individuals. You matter to us as a church. You matter to us as pastor and ministry team. You matter, most of all, you matter to God. See, you don't have to become famous. You don't even have to be a statistic. You don't have to read about you in a newspaper or see your face in the nightly news because you matter. You don't have to destroy your life to get our attention. You matter. And right now, you matter. Right where you are in your life, this very moment, you matter. You see, folks, your life has significance. Your life has value. Your life has worth. You matter. You matter so much that God died on a cross and paid a dear price for you. You see, did you know that before a person who has faced a disaster in their life, before they can move forward, they have to first understand that they matter. They have to understand that they matter to someone. Either someone or to yourself, to your family. They have to understand they matter to their family. They have to understand they matter to their friends or that they even matter to God. See, that's why it's important that we can visit people in the hospital because sometimes until they hear certain voices, they might give up. In order to pick up where you left off, you have to understand I matter to someone. In order to get your life and your consequently your walk with God back on track, you need to understand one simple thing. You matter. This church is all about seeing people's lives changed. We're all about people who may feel like you just don't matter coming to an understanding that not only do you matter, but that you can be a part of something that is making a difference in other people's lives right here in our committees, communities, and around the world. That is why we say today, you matter. You matter. We want every individual who walks through these doors at COP to know and to feel that they matter. Folks, we all need to do our part. So that you can trust that when you invite your friends, when you invite your family to COP, that we are going to love them and that we are going to help them feel that they matter. It's important that each of us do our part, that somebody feels they matter. We're going to be doing everything that we can from the moment they walk through the doors of this church until they get into their car and go home to say to them, you matter. Amen? In Acts chapter 2, verse 39, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. You see, that promise that God made through Peter was that every single person matters. They mattered so much that he wanted to fill them with his Holy Spirit if only they would receive it. Amen. You matter to God. You matter to us. And I'm looking for the miraculous in your life. I'm praying for the providence and blessing in your life. And I'm believing for amazing things in your life because you matter. Your life is significant. And there's a reason you are here. Amen. Amen. Let's stand here tonight. Praise the Lord. Thank you again for being here. And folks, I want to see God's will be done. And the greatest thing you can do is to help somebody to believe that they matter. Amen. We need to befriend people, praise the Lord, all around us every day. Because everybody that you run in contact with, God cares about that person. Now, there may be some people you think, man, God, you are awesome because I don't like them. So when you get done saying that, you say, but help me, Lord. Right? Peter says, or the scripture tells us that, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. We could say, Lord, I love, but really help my love, my unlove. Amen. Make people feel like they matter. That's one of the best people you can find, is somebody that's always uplifting and always encourages. Man, you don't mind being around that person at all. Amen? That's a good person to be around. So, amen, let's encourage people and help them to see that they matter. God bless you. You're dismissed. Greet one another in Jesus' name.